Shalom and greetings to you from SDBibleStudy.org and SD Bible Study Church. I am Alan Lewis Silva, pastor and teacher, and we will be reading from Isaiah chapter 26 and then providing any commentary if there is any. Chapter 26. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates, that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust thee. Trust ye in Yahweh forever, for in the Lord Yahuwah is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high. The lofty city he layeth it low. He layeth it low even to the ground, he bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Yahweh, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name, and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of Yahweh. Yahweh, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see, and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Yahweh, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. O Yahweh, our God, other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live. They are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Yahweh. Thou hast increased the nation, thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Yahweh, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with child that draweth near the time of her delivery, is in pain, and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Yahweh. We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not brought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust, for thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, Yahweh cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. This is spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Now, it behooves us to remember that the prophets are speaking also of our time, as well as to the archetypes and the types in the shape of the world that we live in, and what the life of the believer is like in a world in the face of heathens. Also in this chapter, it speaks of two kinds of dead. It talks about the dead who will be raised up in Christ, the dead that will see the name of Yahweh and stand at his judgment. And it also speaks of the dead who will be going to hell, and justly, because of all the evil things that they've done unrepentantly, and all the horrible things that they've done to people, and for those that love God, and just try to live a decent life, and try to contribute something sacred, out of the sacred gift that's been given them. God knows who are his, and whose will be, and he knows these things, right? What he wants us to do is to be able to endure through it. It's almost as if we're in the middle of something that we don't even understand. We are in the middle of a world, and we didn't start the fire, so to speak. It was always burning. But here we are in the middle of it. It's like we're in the middle of something, and we just don't even understand it. Too many conspiracies, too many lies, too many deceptions, too many narcissistic egos. But one of the things that we should be doing is we should be living for Yahweh, to see his goodness, and not just to see his goodness in the future, you know, realm, not just in heaven, but even here on earth and how we live. You can see God in the face of a stranger. You can feel the presence of life in the life of a child, right? There's innocence, and there are pure things. We are to look to nature. We are even to look to the animals to try to find wisdom and see how they're doing things. See how an animal doesn't stress about money. It doesn't stress about clothing and fashion. You know, sometimes they're just pretty carefree. Sometimes we can learn from them. It doesn't mean we should be as animals, but it means we can study their wisdom. You know, an ant goes and it works hard and it prepares something. It doesn't mean we should be ants, but it means there's an idea there that God might reveal some wisdom in that to you for someone who is a lazy person and wants something given to them. Book of Proverbs talks about somebody, I believe it's in Proverbs, so lazy that they won't even reach their hand into the dish to put food into their mouth. They just expect the food to just arrive in their mouth and not even to even reach their hand into the dish for some food. So that's pretty lazy, right? There's all kinds of things that are going on in every single person who's listening. In every single one of your lives, I'm sure there's all kinds of things percolating, all kinds of things going on. But what a wonderful thing it would be to live in a world that wasn't ruled by evil people, in a world where the rule people, the people who were doing wicked things, evildoers, were not powerful, where they were the minority, where there is a sense of law and order. And you can even look in this world today and see countries where certain rights are protected, like freedom of religion, freedom of the press. The United States is not perfect. There are worrying things that are happening and things that I would change, you know, if I were in charge. But there's also other countries that are not as well off as we are. And so sometimes it's a matter of putting things into perspective. What is our legacy? What are the things that we can do in our life that would have an effect on others? A lot of things what people are focusing on are sort of vain things that are really sort of inconsequential, not necessarily terrible things, not necessarily bad things, terrible things, not necessarily great things either. Just sort of, you know, just people living their lives, and that's not anything bad, you know, per se, but there are things that we can be doing where there are choices that we make that do have an impact, right? So let's look at, for example, the situation of stealing. People steal lots of things. That is one of the Ten Commandments to not violate, is to not steal. It doesn't matter exactly if you're stealing a car, or if you're stealing a heart from somebody, or if you're stealing, money or something like that. It's still stealing. Maybe the punishment is different in the world, but it's still the wrong thing to be doing. You're taking something that doesn't belong to you, right? So what is the effect of that? The effect of that is it diminishes God's name, and his name is not glorified. Goodness is not glorified. The right thing to do would be to not steal, but to try to earn it on your own. Try to acquire it a different way, a legitimate means to acquire things. One of the biggest problems going on in the world is people stealing. Now, people steal people's ideas, people steal each other's creativity, people steal each other's spouses, or they steal their opportunities. People steal someone's good name from them. People do lots of horrible things. And whether they're caught, it doesn't matter. God is going to sort it out, okay? There will be justice. But what happens is God lets things play out. He lets things develop. He lets things come to their own natural conclusion much of the time. So what that does is it creates a world in which if people are stealing and they're getting away with it, people don't trust the institutions, people don't trust the government, people don't trust others. It destroys the very fabric of society when there is that accountability. And also sometimes when people steal, they need to be punished. So there is that accountability. So there's a justness to severity and to strength as well as to mercy. Right? These are the two pillars that were outside the temple of God, strength and mercy, beauty and strength. So this is what I feel that Isaiah is talking about. We need to be fortified. We need to have strength. We need prayer and Bible study to get through the times that we're living in. And also, let's think about it positively, to make an impact in the world that we're living in. It's very easy to complain, but what I would love and what I hope and I pray that God will answer is that some great good work can be done through my life and through the lives of the listeners. It doesn't matter when this message is being heard, and I pray for this prayer to be answered, Lord, continually. In Jesus Christ's name I pray.